Obedience in this day and age is not a particularly popular concept. Just listen to that word, obedience. In the context of your life, it sounds kind of old-fashioned, restrictive. Eugh. And yet it's one of the most liberating, the most loving words you'll ever stumble across. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Here's a question. How do you love someone that you can't see? Someone whom you've never met in the flesh? That's the dilemma that confronts everyone who wants to follow Jesus. I know he loves me. I can see that by what he did for me on that cross. But how can I love him back? Well, how does a child love his or her parents? As a parent, what's the greatest show of love that you can have from your child? Well, it comes down to respect, honor, obedience, and gratitude. If your child respects you and honors you by doing what you tell them to do and shows you gratitude for all the sacrifices you've made for them, then right there you pretty much have the perfect loving child. But respect, honor, obedience, gratitude, they're not particularly popular concepts in this world today. We as children of God don't execute them all that well, do we? Especially that ugly O word, obedience. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 6. If we obey what God has told us to do, then we are sure that we know him. If we say we know God, but we don't obey his commands, we're lying. The truth is not in us. But when we obey God's teaching, his love is truly working in us. This is how we know that we are living in him. If we say we live in God, we must live the way that Jesus lived. If you want to love God, obey him, live the way that Jesus lived. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Far from being restrictive, obedience is a love response to God. Living like Jesus is our response to what he did for us on that cross. Funny how different things look when we see them from God's perspective. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television program for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.